Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Gimel Amabez, Chav Bez Amabez, towards the bottom. We're talking about the Ma'amados and the Mishmaros, because we spoke about what they did on the fast days. So we spoke last time again. Everybody in Am Yisrael has a job, right? The Kohanim have their job, and the Levim have their job, and the Yisraelim have their job. The Yisraelim aren't just background, but as we saw, they have to be, some of them have to act as the representatives of all Klal Yisrael, because the Kohanim are busy working, and the Levim are working, who are they working for? So the Yisraelim are the ones that are representing Klal Yisrael, so that's why they have to stand there as part of the Ma'amados, again, some in Yerushalayim, and some in their own cities. So the Mishmaros go back a long time, as we're up to on Chav Beis Mabez, a little more than halfway down. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shmona Mishmaros Kahuna, Hemin Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu already started the concept of Mishmaros. Right? It's not a later concept. Moshe Rabbeinu already started the Mishmaros, right? It's part of a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah asay. The Rambam, the Chinuch count, dividing up the Kohanim into proper groups. Let's read the Gemara first. So eight Mishmaros. Arba, Mishael, Elazar, Va'arba, Mishael, Isamar. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, there were two sons of Aaron that were left. So Elazar and Isamar, right, he split the Mishmaros, four for each brother. Ache, Amma, David and Shmuel, Haroeh, until David and Shmuel came along, and they saw there were more Kohanim, so we had to make more groups. Interesting, Shmuel is called Shmuel Haroeh. That was the name that he gave himself. Remember, Anochi Haroeh. Chazal even got a little upset that he said that himself. Oh, yeah, I'm the seer. I'm the roeh. But that's David and Shmuel. Interesting, it says David uShmuel. Shmuel was a little bit earlier. He was anointed Shaul and David. Vosifu alam od shmona. But at that time, David and Shmuel came along and were mosif another eight. Arba Mishael Elazar, Arba Mishael Isamar. So therefore, there were 16 altogether. Right? They were originally four and four, and now there were 8 and 8. And they were going to add another 4 each and make it 24 altogether. And problem was, Umatsu Mishael Elazar, Velomatsu Mishael Isamar. They found enough Kohanim in Elazar's family, but not in Isamar's. They were trying to be even all the years, and all the stages, but here they couldn't anymore because they didn't find, an equal amount of people. So Hadahu Dechsiv, that's what's, mentioned. In the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Vayimatsu Bnei Elazar Rabim, L'Rashei Agvarim, Min Bnei Isamar, Vagumar, and they found that Bnei Elazar were more. Rebaka Baracha, Rabbi Chuna Rabba De Tziporin, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Av, again, darshaning a different pasuk there, Beis Av Echad, so Beis Av Echad, Achuz Li Elazar. Shinitosef lo bati avos achirim, that he got, darshan from that pasuk, that he got more bati avos, more families. Va'achuz achuz li'isamar, mashatafas tafas. Achuz achuz, whatever the portion, the section that he had. So he didn't get any more. Rebel zi'ira, reshem rav chuna, lechezir shiva asar. We darshan from that pasuk, shechazar hamachzer le'elazar. So after the 16, the original 16, there were 4 and 4 that were equal, another 4 and 4 that were equal. So after 16, numbers from 17 and on, Lechazer, it was Chazar. It returned to only one of the families, to Elazar. So that was the Mishmaros. The Rambam quotes this. Again, this is not just obviously a nice thing to do, but there's obviously something very deep, very deep. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, and the Rambam in his organizational genius, where he talks Seder Avoda, Sefer Avoda and Sefer Karbanis, as we have noted, the Rambam splits up all of Kachim into two Svarim. Avoda and Karbanas. Avoda is everything related to the Tzibur. The Rama himself says this. Avoda is related to the Tzibur and Karbanas are related to the Yachid. So in Avoda, he starts over with Beis HaBechira and then, Klei HaMikdash VaHaOvdimba. So part of the Klei HaMikdash, the 11th mitzvah out of, 14 that are discussed here in Klei HaMikdash. Shiyukala Mishmaros Shavos Biragalim. That all the Mishmaros are equal for the Ragalim. So you see, there's an idea of Mishmaros relating to a mitzvahs aseh. Says the Rambam in Perek Dalet, HaKohanim huvdalu michlal halavim, la'avodas hakarbanos. The Kohanim was separated from the Levim. The Levim was separated from the rest of Bnei Yisrael. And the Kohanim were separated even more from the Levim. Shenemar v'yibadel aharon lahakdisho kodesh kadashim. U'mitzvahs aseh, it's interesting that the Rambam quotes this pasuk to reflect the uniqueness of the Kohanim, right? It's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. You would have quoted just the pasuk in Emor, but no. Umitzasehi lahavdil haKohanim ulakatsham ulahachinam lakarban. Shneamar v'kidashto. There's Emor. Ki eslech malokecha hu makriv. So the reality of the Kohanim being separated, the Rambam bases on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, are mitzvah to be mechabe them and keep them first. That's the pasuk in Emor. V'tzarech kal adam mi Yisrael linhog bahem kavod harbe. A person has to give a lot of kavod to the Kohanim. Ula hakdim osam l'chol davar shebekdusha. Liftoch b'torah rishon. Ula varech rishon. V'litomana yafa rishon. Got to give them a lot of kavod. And then right away, the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu chilek hakohanim l'shmona mishmaros. Arba me'od v'lev me'i v'salmar. V'chein hayu ad Shmuel anavi. Ubi me Shmuel chilkam hu v'davad ha-melech. See, he flips. He has Shmuel first. Right, Shmuel v'David HaMelech, la'arba v'esrim mishmar. They split them into 24. V'yalkom mishmar mishmar rosh achad memuneh. V'olam v'yushalayim la'avodem mishmar b'chol Shabbos. A different mishmar went up. U'miyom ha-Shabbos li'yom ha-Shabbos heim l'schalfin. Every Shabbos they used to switch. As it's described in the Mishnah, is how exactly they switched the lechem aponim. They had some kohanim going in, some kohanim going out. And they switched it because they wanted to have tamid always on. U'mitzvah saseh. Then continues and goes into the rules and the mitzvah of the mishmaros, and it's based on the pasuk in Dvarim, based on the pasuk I think in Shoftim. Chelak and chelak yochelu levad mimkarav elah avos. Where chelak and chelak yochelu get equal besides the mishmaros that were split up to the avos. Okay, there's a lot here by the mishmaros. The Gemara continues now. Classic Yerushalmi, commenting on something that's not here, but as if we're supposed to know it. But it's based on, maybe you might remember from the end of Maseches Sukkah. The end of Maseches Sukkah discusses that one of the Mishmaros was punished. Bilga. Bilga was punished because, she acted in a certain way, and the rest of the Mishmar didn't, rebuke. Rather, why does the whole Mishmar have to be, punished? Because the Gemara says all the way at the end of, Maseches Sota, Tana Rabbana, I'll read the last daf in the Bavli. Hanechnasin cholkin batzafan kedei shiiru sheim nechnasin. Vayotzin cholkin betorim kedei shiiru sheim yotzin. Usually, the mishbar that was nechnas split up whatever they got in the north. That was the more chashiv side. When you walk into the Azara from the east, it's the right side. The right is always more chashiv, right, in Yahadus. That's why when you walk in, the north is the right. So they used to split in the coming in, and the ones that were leaving, the mishbar that was leaving, split up in the south. And as the Mishnah says there, Bilga always split up in the south. Tana Rabbanan, and then the Gemara goes into Miriam Bas Bilga, what exactly, she said to the Mizbeach, and the punishment was that she was always Cholekes Bidarom, and they closed up her, area, her ring where she used to, Shecht, and, the place where she used to put the knives, all these punishments. But the Gemara, is bothered here. Why don't you just take away her Mishmar? Why don't you just take away her Mishmar, right, the Mishmar of Bilga? Why is that? So says the Gemara now. That's what we're commenting on. You couldn't just knock out the Mishmar and have 23 because there's symbolism of 24. And even though it didn't start off as 24, as we just saw, we went from 8 to 16 to 24. But once we made it to 24, that's it. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Hema Yisad David Ushmuel Haroe Be'emunasam. Right, like the Pasuk says, that David and Shmuel were miyased and created it be'emunasam in their positions. In their position, they are there and they are permanent. And therefore, you can't take away any, and you can't add on, and you can't take away. That has symbolic messages. And then we darshan be'umanusam, just another shot of what that word means. Umanusam. In there was a lot of skill. What's the skill? Umnis gedola haisasham. There was a plan that was made. Shein mishmar notel v'shone b'stei achuza achiyito chaveiro. What does that mean? We know if somebody is makdish, it's a pasuk in Chumash, right? It's a Maseches Erechin talks about all these halachas. The end of Vayikra discusses that if somebody is makdish, they're stei achuza. Not if they sell their stei achuza. If I sell a piece of my ancestral land and then you're makdish it, there are different halachas. But if I am Makdish, I give my ancestral land to the Beis HaMikdash, and then Yovel comes and I haven't redeemed it yet, then it's split up and goes to the Kohanim. goes to the Kohanim. That's the law. So they made they figured it out. Umnes Gedola, this was the great skill, that no Mishmar should be able to get the Steachuzah. Let's say, which Kohanim gets the Steachuzah? Whoever, when Yovel started, whoever was the Mishmar that was that week, so that's who gets the Steachuzah. And they made the calculation that for 24 Yovels, that's a long time, right, a different family would be, doing the Avodah at the time of Yovel. So that's why nobody got two until everybody at least got one. So, She'ein Mishmar Notel Vishonib Steachuzah, right, they say how many brachas on Birchas Hachama does one get in one lifetime? Not too often. Less Yovels, right? How many Yovels? But they worked it out. Amish Branota Vashone Bisteachuza Shiito Chaveiro. They worked at Amar Abyevo, Chishavtim, I figured it out. She Mishbranota Vashone Bisteachuza Shiito Chaveiro. So he figured it out. Again, it works does it work out? If you look in the Mefarshim, does it actually work out if you have 24? But that's how they worked it out, and it's harder to figure out if you don't know, because especially when you have Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, you don't know exactly, you know, how long the months are going to be, and sometimes there are Shanos Mubaros. Okay, interesting. Machlokas Rishonim, what does it mean when Yovel starts? You know, which date at the beginning of Yovel? If you look in the Rambam seems to say when Yovel starts, meaning Rosh Hashanah. We know the beginning of Yovel has two important days. We have Rosh Hashanah and we have Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur of Yovel. The Gemara has a lashon that there's a type of a limbo period in the beginning of Yovel, where the Avadim stop working, but they don't go fully free. And Yom Kippur is really the clincher where you blow shofar, Mitzvah Daraisa to blow shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. So Rashi seems to say that the key mishmar, when this halacha kicks in with the Steachuzah, is Yom Kippur of Yovel. But the Rambam says in Hilchis Arachin, Dalad Chaf Dalad, Kishetetzi Asada Lekoanim B'Yovel, Tinatein Lekoanim, Shebe Mishmar Shepaga Bo Yovel. The Koanim that were in the Mishmar that Yovel was Pogea. That sounds like Rosh Hashanah. V'imhaya Rosh Hashanah Sheyovel B'Shabbos, Shehari Mishmar Yotzi U'Mishmar Nechnas, Tinatein L'Mishmar Yotzi. What if it's Shabbos? So then he goes to the Mishmar HaYotzei, the Rambam says, the one that was there, that is leaving. Says the Radvaz, V'tayma Shebirshuso Hischil HaYovel Emesh. V'tanya Namiyachi, Debasar Aschal Azlinan. Right, it goes by the one that is, the Mishmar that is that day. The Lechem Mishnir points out that Rashi gives a different impression, right? It's about Yom Kippur, because you have both of those at the beginning. Interesting lashon, the Rabbeinu Bachai in Shoftim, where you thought it would be, on that pasuk of Chelek Chelek Yochelu, says there's something deep about these mishmaros. You got to have 24, and we're about to see that even when after Baisheni you have 24, says Rabbeinu Bachai here in Perek Yudches, v'im taskil b'chelek ha-mishmaros as tasik inyan nifla. If you think about this deeply, you'll see something very deep. He says, Ma tam karu l'kol kat v'kat ha'ovdim b'shem mishmar. Also, why is it called a guard? Mishmar, what are they guarding? Va'od, ma tam chilku osam la'arba v'esher mishmaros, kavuos. V'yem mishmaros, e efshar l'ha'avir l'shum mishmar b'shum tzad inyan. There's no way that you can switch it. Right? Aval dava havein. Understand this, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Ki ha'kohanim mishar si ha'mikdash avodasam l'mata dugmas ha'avoda shalmala. The Kohanim serving in our Beis HaMikdash are parallel to the servants of God upstairs. Ukishem sheyesh lamala mishmaros shel malachei hashareis ovdim u'makalsin l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like there are angelic servants of God serving upstairs. And he says, you look in some midrashim, those are split into groups of 24. Kachilku ha'avos es ha'kohanim l'mishmaros la'avod avodasam. You think it's just a number. It's not just a number. Right, it's parallel to the upstairs group, the angelic servants of Hashem. V'tiknu arba v'esrim mishmaros k'neged shalosh kitos shalmala shkolachas mihen arba v'esrim k'nirmaz b'sefer habahir. Some kabbalistic work. V'hayu ha'mishmaros kavuos v'hayu mischalfin v'chozun chalila k'ikein lamala v'chulu. And he continues. And he said, and that's why we give the psukim and the Mishnah Sukkah says they each give a bracha. Misha shachan shemo b'vayis hazeh, the Gemara, hu yashkin beinechem shalom v'reyus, kein shalmala, ein b'nim kima v'sina. There are parallels in that. So he says, v'hi inyan chilik mishbaros eitza yu'utza haisa, min ha'avos shibi meidavar shlomo, nasa b'kavana yedua, v'chachma nifla. So don't think it was just, oh, it happened to be made by Moshe and David and Shmuel. There's a lot of depth to what's going on here. Okay. So we continue. Back to once we're talking about the Mishmaros. Arba Mishmaros Olu Min Hagolah. By Bayasheni, as we know, most of Bnei Yisrael did not come up to build the second Beis HaMikdash. They stayed in Bavel. Only 4 of the 24 Mishmaros came back. Min Hagolah. Yedaya, Charim, Pashchur, V'Imer. Those 4. We skipped the next line and a half. It was just brought in from later. Skip 2 lines. The Amdu Anavim Shebeinehem, and once those 4, only 4 came. So what do you do? So the Nevi'im that were there, Chagas Chayim Malachi, the last Nevi'im, so they took those 4 and split them into 24. Because again, as Rabbeinu Bachai just said, you need 24. So they made 6 out of each of those 4. So there were 24. Vasu Esrim Ba'arba Garalos. And then what'd they do? They wanted to split them up and to know which Mishmar is going when. So they split them up. V'itilim Bakalfi. So they made like a lottery. They put 24 Garalos. They put them into a big pot. Uba Yedaya V'notal Chamesh V'hu Hareshesh. And Yedaya, right, which was the first one, he came and took 6 Ptakim out of the basket, right? 1 for himself and 5 for his subsidiaries, right, who were just made. Uba Chayrim Menotel Chamesh Vehu Areshesh. Uba Pashka Menotel Chamesh Vehu Areshesh. Uba Imer Menotel Chamesh Vehu Areshesh. So they had 24. There's a question in the Mefarshim. And therefore, how did they work? Did they switch off? Did they have 1, 1, 1, 1, 1 from Yedai, and then another 4? Or were there 6, right, from Yedai, and they went that way, 6, 6, 6, and 6. V'histu Yimar Nevi'im Shebeneyem. But the Nevi'im at that time said, Sha'afilu Yehoyariv Olam and Agola. Even if some of the Mishmaros started coming up from the Gola, and they decide, you know what? The Beis HaMikdash is a worthwhile endeavor to come to Eretz Yisrael for. Right? So let's go. Even if they come up, Shelo Yitches HaMishmar Shalafanav. But the 4 that were there are not pushed aside. They never pushed aside. Elo Yeyase Tfelolo. Right, the ones that come are tafel. The ones that become are tafel. Meaning, what does it mean, tafel? The Karbana Eda explains it. Hainu, right across from where we are. Yedaya lo'olam rishon. Yedaya always goes first. V'yeho yariv no tel echad min ha'chamesh enotel yedaya. The way that he explains it is that he, Yeho Yariv, and the others will get added on to the subsidiary Mishmaros. Right, that's how, because the first one will always be pure Yo Yada. Aval Havade Shemosifin al Chavdalet. But as the Karbon Eder says, you're not going to add on more. You're not going to have these 24 and then add on more, as we said. Can't change that number. Can't change that number. Good. So that's step one of Mishmaros. And then the Umdu Rashe Mishmaros, Vasu Atzman Bati Avos. Then the Mishmaros, originally they split themselves into groups of families. Because let's say a Mishmar comes for a week, so who works what day of the week? You don't have everybody come. You want to split it up and give everybody a chance and give some people some days off. They don't have to be on. Like we said a few last week, let if somebody wanted to drink something and somebody wanted, some of them have to be working. Some of them have to be ready. They're different halachas. So, Vasuat Samba the Avos, they made themselves into families. V'yesh Mishmar Shayabo Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmona, Tisha. And different Mishmaros split themselves into different numbers. Again, later on, they decided, no, everybody, all of them have, either 6 or 7 Bati Avos in every Mishmar. Either 6 and everybody worked on Shabbos, or 7. Right? That was a machlokas Rishonim, different mashma'uyos that you get in different Gemaras and other sources. So, originally when they split them up into 5 through 9, Mishmar Shayabo Chamisha, if you had a Mishmar that split themselves into 5 groups, so you have 7 days of the week. So what do? So Shlosha Makriv and Shlosha Yamim, So 3 of them each worked for 3 days. Ushnayim Akriven Arba Yamim, and 2 of them worked 4 days, meaning 2 days each. Mishbar Shayebo Shisha, a Mishbar that split themselves into 6 groups. So Chamisha Makriven Chamisha Yamim, 5 of them got 1 day of the week each. Vachanakar Shayamim, 1 of them got 2. How did they decide who got 2? Doesn't say. Mishbar Shayebo Shiva, Kalechad Vachan Makriven Yomo. A Mishmar that split themselves into 7, beautiful, that's 1 day a week. Mishmar Shayebo Shmona. So you might say, well, everybody wants to work on Shabbos. I don't know. You know, there's less carbon as yachid on Shabbos, right? You can't bring any nedarim and nedavos on Shabbos. So I'm not sure which one was, so to speak, better that the Kohanim would have wanted. Mishpar Shaya Bo Shmona, a Mishpar that had eight. So Shisha Makriv and Shisha Yamim, six of them each got one day. Rishdai Makriv and Yom Echad, and two of them got, six of them got, right, one day each. Rishdai Makriv and Yom Echad, and two of them had a join, had a combine, because it's eight. Mishpar Shaya Bo Tisha, and a Mishpar that had nine. Chamisha Makriv and Chamisha Yamim, so five got one day each. Rabba Makriv and Shtaim, and four of them had to split up two amongst them. The Yesh Behan Shakavu Atzman La'olam. Sometimes there were some Mishmaros that arranged it, that were Koveya, that they set up the schedule, that they always got the same day of the week. Mishmar, that means Beisav. Shaya B'Shabbos, Shaya B'Shabbos La'olam. The Beisav that has got Shabbos, always got Shabbos. B'Motei Shabbos, Shaya B'Motei Shabbos La'olam. The one that got Motei Shabbos Sunday, always got Sunday. The Yesh Behan Shahayu, switch the word, Magrilin, I'll call Mishmar, Mishmar. And other times, other groups said, no, every time we come, we're going to do a goro. What day of the week are you going to get? Right? Because we want to, switch off. Vish mehen shoyim magrilin, I'll call Shavua v'Shavua. And some of them didn't do it every time they came, but every 7 years. Shavua v'Shavua, every 7 years, they used to split up. So this is the, how the, all the Mishmaros, worked and how they split things up. Good. Rebbe havi memani train minuyin. What does that literally mean? Rebbe, now we're moving away from Mishmaros. We're talking about just positions of authority. So Rebbe appointed train minuyin, literally two appointments. What does that mean? So explain the Mefarshim. When Rebbe gave an appointment, he didn't give it an eternal appointment. Whenever he appointed one of the Chachamim for a job, he said, you have this for a year, and then we'll rethink it to make sure everything is going well. Right, that's what I'll read it from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Lo hayem amane rosh yeshiva la'olam. Ela memane v'chozer umemane kol shana. Mi shera'ui miskayem, pirish chozer umemaneu. Right, that's what it means twice. It means he kept renewing. It wasn't permanent. In haved, kedai haved miskayem. And if the person was ra'ui, kedai, and it was working out, so he stayed. Vein lo, havim mistalken, and if not, he would remove them. Mida damich, but once Rebbe died, he thought this was going to be too hard for his kids, every year. So, pakid lebrei, he told his son, Amar, lo tevet ken, don't do what I did. Elamani kulan kachada, just appoint them, period. Meaning, and they'll be there. They'll be there la'olam until they die, whatever it is. Umani, and Rebbe also gave him instructions. Umani li Rebbe, flip those words, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Berosha, and appoint him next. Okay, Bar Chama, he should be the next Rosh Yeshiva. Why didn't Rebbe himself appoint Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama? Amber, Rabbi Jerusa, begin to tzavchini loy tzipori. So because he screamed at him, because he said something about him, the tzavchini loy tzipori. Oh, begin to tzavcha avdin? What do you mean? Because he screamed right at him, avdin? What is that, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Yosa al shehishivu tam barabim. Right, not just that he I skipped a line. So go ahead. Vlamad Benisa, who why didn't he appoint him? Amar Rabbi Yosa begin the tzafchin iloi b'tzipori, because the tzipori, remember the story that we had a week or two ago, that the tziporians didn't think that Rabbi Chanina bar Chama was davening hard enough for them by the rain. Remember, they thought that maybe he thought that they weren't roy. So that's the first line. The tzavchin, they were screaming at him in tzipori. So Gemara says, is that a reason? Because some of the congregants are not so happy, right? So that's when it's not appropriate. We get the tzavcha avdin. How does that, why shouldn't he appoint for that, reason? So Amar Elazar bar Yos al sheheshivu tam barabim. No, because he made a comment to Rebbe in public. So he didn't feel that he should appoint. You can't say that Rebbe took something personally, but maybe because of the covenant Torah he felt, because of how it was. Why? What happened? Rebbe Avi Yosef Masni. Rebbe was learning. Upaltu plitehem v'hoyu al heharim kiyone hageayos kulam homios. Right? He quoted this pasuk from Yechezkel, and when he said this pasuk in public, Amar Lei, Rebbe Chanina Bar Chama said back, homos. Really, the word is homos, not homios. Amar Lein hein karita. He said, where did you learn how to learn Tanakh? Amar Lei, Kadem Rav Hamnuna de Bavel. Well, Rav Hamnuna in Bavel. He was the one that taught me. Amar Lei, Katechus Lataman, Amarlo. When you go back to him, tell him, the Menisa Chachim. Maybe he should give you an appointment there. Meaning it was a little bit of like, you know, you're bringing your Babylonian Torah to here and publicizing it in front of everybody. So tell him to give you a job. V'yada, Rabbi Chanina knew, d'lo mismani biyome. So he knew after that comment that Rabbi was not going to give him a position while he was alive. So in the damech, but once Rabbi died, boy, bray, mimanita, he wanted to appoint Rabbi Chanina, because that's what the instructions that his father gave him. But he wouldn't accept the appointment. Why? Omar, less on a makabal alai mitzmanya. I don't accept an appointment. Adzman de timne Rav Pas Droma Kamoy. You have to appoint Rav Pas. In the Bavli, it's Rabbi Ephes. Right? You have to appoint him before me. Vavi Taman Chatzav, and there was another elder there, Omar. In Chanina Kadmoy and Natanyin. With another elder, doesn't say what his name was. He says, you know, I'm also waiting in the wings. I'll be on deck, but I don't want to be on double deck. You know, so he says, if Rabbi Chanina goes in front of me, I'm fine. Anatanyan, I'll be second. If Rabbi Afis, Dramoy, Kadamoy, Anatanyan. Rabbi Afis wants to go, that's fine too, but I'll be second. I don't want to be third. Right? The Kabbalah, Rabbi Chanina, Mismanya, Tzlisoy. Rabbi Chanina's like, that's fine. That's fine. You can both go in front of me. So I'll be third. So he gave it up and he had Arichas Yamim. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Zachis, Marcha Yomin. I had Arichas Yamim. Why? I'm not sure why. Ibegin hada milsa lesan ayada. Is it because of this thing? Meaning that I was mochel to these great, two great rabbis, and I said that they could go in front of me. Is that why? In begin, davis salak min tveria letziporin. Or one time I went from Tveria to Tzipori, right? We know, not too far. Vavina akim isratin meo, and I always, when I used to go there, I went out of my way, akim, I went crooked, isratin meo mishal bishlamad, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalfusa. I always went to visit this elder rabbi, bein, Be'entina, in Entina, less on a yada. I'm not sure. So I'm not sure which one of these chuyos. Right? He's looking back. They're asking him, Bameharach to Yamim. He's like, I don't know. These are two things that I'm proud of that I did. I'm not sure which one was the real zchus. Shmuel ve'ilin de be'she lavi shalin b'shlami de nasiya b'chol yom. A similar type of story. Shmuel and somebody from Beishela used to go visit the Nasi every day. Vavil ilin de be'she'la, olin kadamoy, v'yasa kadamoy. And the one from Beishela stood up and let Shmuel go in front and sit next to the Nasi. Palgan Ikar Lishmuel, Vaisvune Kadamai, used to go in and used to put Shmuel in a good seat. All Rav Lataman, and when Rav later came up from Bavel, Upag Le Shmuel Iker, Vosvini Kadamai. So Shmuel came along and said, Rav, you sit closer to me. So Shmuel gave up his close seat for Rav. Amrin, so the base Rav Shela people were like, wait a second, Elan Deve Shela, Anan Tinyanin Anan. We were two away from the Nasi, now we're three away from the Nasi. That's not fair. Shmuel's like, fine, be my guest. The Kabbalah Shmuel Mesa Tlisai. Shmuel gave up his seat to sit third. If you remember years ago, not recently, now that we did this Yerushalmi, we'll say, oh, this is a good makar. But if you're not learning Yerushalmi Tainis, then this should not be on our fingertips. There was a question in 1883. Taf Reish Mem Gimel, the Aris Hameach quotes this in Hilchas Tfila. Hilchas Tfila. This was the Shaila. Nishalti, Haya Chachamech, Haya, right, it was one Parsha. It was Shkalim, Rosh Chodesh, Chazak. That was the Shabbos. It was Shkalim, Rosh Chodesh, Chazak. However it was, maybe it was a Shana Mu'beres. So what do you do from there? What do you do there? So Shishi is Chazak, right? Shvi'i is Rosh Chodesh. And Maftir is Shkalim. Right, that's what it's supposed to be. What was the problem? There was somebody that bought the Chazaks for the year, right? And then there was somebody who bought the Aliyah before Achron for the year. So usually Chazak is Achron. Here, the Aliyah before Achron is Chazak. So who gets the Aliyah? Who gets Shishi here? Shishi is the Achron means the last real Aliyah, meaning not Maftir. So does the one who bought the Aliyah before Achron, right? So does he get it or does the Chazak man get Chazak? That was the Shiloh that came to the Or Sameach. Right? Nimsa, the CMA Sefer, Lefnei Achron, the Achron, Koran, Bishal, Rosh Chodesh, Vinimkar, Bishanazu, Ha'echad, Lefnei Achron, Lishachad, Al Kol Shabsos Hashana, Vasiyumim, Me Asvarim, Lishacher, Imkin, Lemiya, Shayach, Ha'aliyah, the CMA Sefer. So you see this, you're like, how in the world, the answer to the question? So says the Or Sameach, well, Lechore, it's a Beferish Ramah and a Beferish Yerushalmi. Mamish, right here. Right, what does our Yerushalmi say? I wanted to be number two, and now you're pushing me? No, I want to... The question is, did the guy have a right to say that? or with Shmuel and just going Lefnimishur Esadin? It's also not clear how to read this Gemara. Is it Maker Adin that they moved, or there just sounds like they were just doing him a favor? It doesn't sound like that they really had to. But he says it's a Ramah, right? The Ramah says, right, what happens is in Kufayin Aleph, in the Choshe Mishpah, Rama Yosham Saf Salechad, there's five people sitting on a bench. And then, what happens? And they widen the Beis HaKnesses. They widen the Shul. And they add on two seats on the inside of the bench. So now, the person towards the end, and now the people on the side of the other side are further away from the Bima, from the wall. Is the person allowed to say, hey, I used to be three away from the wall. You can't just add in seats in the middle. Now I'm five away from the wall. I wanted to be three away from the wall. Right, that was the question. Im kein hacha shata rotel litchos ha'ish shekana lefnei Achron kodem siyam ha'sefer. Right, you want to push the guy who gets a one before Achron. You want to push him off? Well, you're not allowed to do that. But meshat akori Achron b'sefer acher yachol limchos. And he says v'zeh adin yesh dugma Yerushalmi tainus beperek shlosha prakim halacha beish Shmuel v'ilein tebe sheila. He quotes it. He said, Ar Sameach knew Yerushalmi. He knew everything. He said, Hare, Dagdomas Rav Lishmuel, Havik Peda, Lahana Chayoshim Achrav, Shem Shlishilo. The people of Beishela were upset. Amnam, Lo Dami Klau Lini Dondi Dad. He said, maybe you can't compare the two. Tahacha Be'esa Mechiri Be'esa Knesses, Halo Yaduak Fias Hashana. In the case of the Ramah and the Shuls, there were set seats, and, that was it. Vaya Yaduash Hadal Shalafne Achron, I'm sorry. In our case, they could have checked the calendar on Simchas Torah when they sold it all. If you know it already, so then maybe it's different. And he goes through, he says, I think he gave it to the Chazak. That was the end. Halacha l'maisa, he says, I think, Right, Boso Sefer, and therefore he would get the Chamishi here, not Shishi. He says, that's what I answered, Lamaisa Tekel. I don't know, they came to him in the middle of Shabbos morning shul, and this is what he thought about. He thought about the Ramah and the Yerushalmi. Kenreli Alacha v'chini shafti l'sharali Lamaisa Tekef. V'yafim machru kodem la'echa l'oshach lomar. Don't say, oh, which one bought it first? You don't say there was already a Kenyan there. Okay, that's the Ar Sameach here. Shlosh Sfarim, okay, I guess we have to stop. The Shem will continue with Shlosh Sfarim next time.